Siman Yud Gimel. We learned yesterday the halachas of if the tzitzis tear on Shabbos. And we learned this really fascinating halacha that the way the Mishnah Berurah puts it, that since on Shabbos you cannot put tzitzis on Shabbos, so therefore you're not over on the assay. You're not over on the assay since you can't put on tzitzis on Shabbos. So therefore, if they tear on Shabbos, the only problem potentially would be of carrying, because you can't wear those tzitzis, posle tzitzis on Shabbos. The tzitzis attached are considered a maser, they consider carrying on Shabbos. But as far as the issa of dalet kanfas without the tzitzis, that doesn't apply on Shabbos. We did speak about the difference between the Reisa and the Rabbonon, that Kovod HaBriyos is relevant with regards to the Rabbonon, but not the Reisa. We're going to go into further details now, because the Rama says the following. Says the Rama, V'afilu talis koten, even everything that we discussed with regards to Kovod HaBriyos. We spoke yesterday about human dignity, that if a person is walking on Shabbos in a Carmelis, and he's really carrying on Shabbos, he's really carrying, because the tzitzit become posel. So, Kovod HaBriyos, its human dignity, pushes away an issur d'rabbanan of carrying in a Carmelis. Does this apply both to talis koton and to a talis gadol? Talis koton and talis gadol, the Ramos says, V'afilu talis koton shetachas bgodov en tzorech lifshoit. So yes, the halach is both with regards to talis koton and a tzitzis, makes no difference at all. Both of them, the halach of Kovod HaBriyos applies. V'adin, and similarly as well, im nifsak echot min atzitzios, who's if one of the tzitzis tear, umizbayesh, and he's embarrassed, leishev, beloi talis, embarrassed to sit without the talis, tiyochel elofshe beloi brocha. In fact, not only taking it off, not only don't need to take it off, but if you're in a situation that you're embarrassed to stand, to sit without the talis, you can in fact even put on a posel tzitzis if you're embarrassed to be without it. So imagine you're coming on Shabbos morning to shul, and you suddenly realize that your tzitzis are that your talis is posel, and you feel embarrassed for the whole shachris, lining, musaf. You're just embarrassed to be without talis. Very embarrassing to be standing there without a talis. The halacha is that although the tzitzis are posel, you have to put them on. You have to put them on because God will cover the priest. Even putting it on is permitted. Because human dignity, we don't want to embarrass him. Torah doesn't want to embarrass anybody. So even putting it on is permitted, although the apostle. Yeah. Yes, both talis koton and talis gadol. What about the brocha, Rabbi Isa? In that scenario, we'd be allowed to make a brocha? No? No brocha. You're quite right. You're quite right that you wouldn't be allowed to make a brocha. Why not? It's possible. Yeah, ultimately that's possible. It's true that there's a heter putting on the talis because of Kovod HaBriyos, but Kovod HaBriyos doesn't go that far of allowing a person to make a bracha levatola. You can put on the talis, you won't be embarrassed even if you don't make a bracha. So consequently, you're allowed to put the posel talis on. If you're very embarrassed, you're allowed to put on the talis, but certainly don't make a bracha. Continues the Rama. Yochel elof sheb'loi bracha mikoyach Kovod HaBriyos. V'davka b'Shabbos, and this is all everything that we talked about is with regards to, is on Shabbos. To also last is tzitzios, as we mentioned earlier yesterday, Shin in great length that on Shabbos the halachas is more lenient because on Shabbos you're not allowed to make tzitzis. Aval b'choil, but however on weekdays is different. Kehagavn also will be also on weekdays you have to take them off immediately. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkot Yud Aleph, Shetachas b'Godov. Why is it that you're allowed to take off talis koton? Why is it you're allowed to take off a talis koton because of an embarrassing situation? Do people notice that you're not wearing a talis koton? People notice you haven't got tzitzis? Why is it that even a talis koton you're allowed to take off because of Kovod HaBriyos? Why is it? I understand the talis koton, it's very embarrassing. But why tzitzis you're allowed to take off why tzitzis? You'd have to keep them on. Even what kind of embarrassing situation could it be? What embarrassment? Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Aleph. Shetachas b'godov. D'loy minker emilz achekach im hoylich bli talis koton. Although it's not recognizable as to where you're wearing tzitzis or not, people don't really notice that so much. Mikol makom nevertheless. Hapshito. The taking off who gnai b'yoseh. It's very embarrassing. Imagine you're walking in the middle of the street and you're taking off your tzitzis. It's very embarrassing. Where's your human dignity? It's not appropriate. It's very embarrassing to take off tzitzis in the middle of the street. That's why, although it takes only a few seconds, but nevertheless, it's embarrassing. The Torah is matir. Torah is matir, you know, keep them on. The apostle, keep them on. It's okay. Yeah. No, you won't. You won't. You're not fulfilling a mitzvah. Teresa. But although your question is a good question, we'll speak a little bit about this later. A little bit.
The person wants to take it off. He's not worried about, you know.
That's a good question.
Is he allowed or is he not?
That's a good question. Rabbi, what do you think about that? If a person wants to keep, he doesn't care. He's happy to take off his tzitzis in the Rosh Rabim. However many people are standing, he doesn't mind taking it off. The tzitzis have become possible, he's happy to take it off. Is he allowed to? What do you think, Rabbi Yisai? Or maybe, what's the other tzad? How would you...
Well, now he's carrying something which is no problem with Kavod HaBris, so maybe it really is a malacha now, but he's carrying his cross.
Carrying for sure would be permitted.
Even though he's not wearing it?
Carrying, what would be the hazard to carry it? Why would he be okay to carry it?
I'm saying he wouldn't be allowed to carry it.
He wouldn't be able to.
No, that's my point. He probably wouldn't be allowed to carry it.
Right. So what about wearing?
Wearing it, we gave a reason to cover the bridge. But if right. The cover the bridge doesn't apply, presumably he's not even allowed to take it off. Because as soon as he takes it off, he's stuck. He's going to be stuck.
Yeah, but if he wants to put it on the side curb, for instance. He can put it somewhere. Would that be okay? Yes.
He could leave it on.
Says the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah mentions it a bit in the slightly. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nud Beis says the following: Minat Tzitzis Perish Bein Shabole Beis Haknesses. Asked whether he's going to shul, the Roitzel Boish Talis, and he wants to put on his talis. The Koydim Levishoso, even before he has come to his the Koydim Levishoso, before he puts it on, Motza. He found Hatzitzis Psulim, the Tzitzis Apostle, Umispayesh, and he's embarrassed, Leishe Berabim, to sit in public, Bli Talis, without the Talis. The Mutter the Lovshoi Bli Brocha. He's allowed to put on the Tzitzis, the Talis, in Shul without the Brocha. Uvein, and similarly as well, Imroye Behem Tzali Vishosa, he's wearing the Tzitzis already, he's wearing Shinifsigo with our Tzitzis, and he's noticed that the Tzitzis Apostle, nevertheless, Gamkein, and so Echlasi, he doesn't have to remove it. So asked with this, put him on, or he has not put him on. If he's embarrassed to be without talis, if he's embarrassed without tzitzis, he's allowed to keep it on or to put it on. He's allowed to. Makes no difference as to whether he's wearing it or not. V'ayin, that's your question. V'ayin ba'achroinim. The achroinim write. Shiskimu, they agree. The hakoil tolui, everything depends. Beretzoino ish aloivish. Everything depends on the person who is wearing it. Im humis ba'yesh. If he's embarrassed, yochol lilbush b'li brocha, he can put it on, but yet again, without brocha. Havalim emis ba'yesh, but if he's not embarrassed, ain't kind of head of the covered abrius, the head of covered abrius does not apply. So we find over here that covered abrius is tailor-made, depends on every person, the way he feels about it. If you're embarrassed, the head applies. If you're not embarrassed, the head does not apply. Embarrassment thresholds are very different for different people. One person finds it extremely embarrassing to the end of the world, the other person doesn't care. So we're finding over here that it's time a person has to be very genuine. Is he embarrassed to be in shul without the talis or not? Rabbi said, what if there is talisim available, in shul talisim available? What will the halacha be then? Can you put on a talis that is possible? You're embarrassed to be standing in shul without the talis. But there is shul talisim, but they're not very nice. They're kosher, but they're not very nice. And they've been worn by another, you can't even count how many people have been wearing this tzitzit since last time he was given a bit of a clean. And and you've got this talis, it's available, but it's not very nice. Can you put on your apostle talis? Or no? You are embarrassed. Don't want somebody is embarrassed to be without. Can you put on apostle talis or not? You wear shul talis. Shul talis? He's embarrassed.
He's down with his own talis, if he has two talisim as well.
Right. His own apostle talis, if he's got an alternative. Right. Right. What do you think? Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah says the following. The Mishnah Berurah says, if cotton you dalet, mikoyach kovod abriyas, vedavka and only im ein yochel hasik beveis haknesses, there's only true if he cannot reach in shul. Talis sheula bar talis. If there's any other way of getting another talis, he must do so. This halach of kovod abriyas only applies if he's called no other alternative. If there's an alternative, he must be done. I imagine the same would apply if he's called weekday talis and it's on Shabbos in the Atal one is possible.
What's the advantage of wearing a short talis? Because you're not being mekayim of any mitzvah either.
You are, to some extent you are.
I thought it was a lechem.
Yes, you're right, but there is some cue in these. Well, you know what, without it as well. Without it, never mind that. The actual fact that that the question would be phrased like this. Are you allowed to wear a talus or a garment which has got four kanfas and there's no tzitzis to it? Are you allowed to put this one on where you can't put another baguette on? So it could be there's no halakha, you're not even fulfilling anything, but you're not doing an avera at least. Yeah, that's maybe another way of phrasing it. Rabbi Isai, what's the halacha if the talis he found out on Erev Shabbos, he found out on Friday that the talis is possible, but he totally forgot about it. He just slipped his one on Erev Shabbos. He completely forgot about this. And on Shabbos morning, he's just about to put down his real shul, and he suddenly realized, oh no, totally forgot about this. This talis is possible. The two, it's completely snapped off, torn off, it's possible. Can he then realize? But he's embarrassed. It's an embarrassing situation. Can he put on the talis, which is possible, or maybe no, now you've messed it up. Should have, it was already like that on Friday. Why is that a shlamazel? This would really happen to me. This would be typical for me, I don't know. Yeah. Rabbi Yisai, what's the halacha? What would you say? What would you say? Friday. He realized. What would be nafkamina? Why should it be different? Yeah. Because a certain mshia involved.
Sorry?
A certain mshia. There's a bit of negligence in there.
Only if there was time for...
If there was. There was.
It takes at least 6 months to make a talis. You've got to forget 20 times before, and then once you finally remember, then you've got to take 2 hours to tie it.
Okay, I see. So, okay, yeah, what do you think?
Well, we learned that you can always assume that this is the kosher. So it wasn't, so it's not a...
Yeah, but he knew that it wasn't kosher anymore. He knew it was possible. He's a chaz... What? So there's you could have assumed. The Mishnah Berurah says the following in Sif Katan, Yud Gimel. Vedavke im noida loy hayoim. This is only true if he realized today. Avalim yodam erev Shabbos, but if he knew before Shabbos, shat tzitzio is psulin, that a tzitz is apostle, also the love shoy be Shabbos, and not to put it on Shabbos. The Avreli Skunim Esmele should have sorted out before Shabbos. However, he says, Achim Shachach, but if you forgot, Yish Lehokel. Rabbi Kiveke says you can't be lenient. So yes, if you knew on Erev Shabbos that it was possible, you should have ideally seen to it. But if you forgot about it, there's some sort of leniency over here. Forgetting is quite a human thing. That's the thing, that's what you're referring to. Forgetting is quite a human thing. And therefore, if you forgot, you can't be lenient as covered abriyas on Shabbos as well. Continues the Mishnah Berurah over here, Vedavke b'Shabbos. Let us see what the Mishnah Berurah says. He's recapping a number of points that we spoke about, but let us see how the Mishnah Berurah puts it over here. Vedavke b'Shabbos, perish. Lefisha b'Shabbos, lesrak Issad Rabbonon Kanal. As we've spoken about earlier, on Shabbos only in Issad Rabbonon. But with regards to weekdays, that on a person who wears a full garment without tzitzit, posel tzitzit, is over an iso teira. It's far more severe. Bechol shor, any minute, the kum vasei boi tzitzit, you need to put on a tzitzit, kosher tzitzit at any time, constantly. Ve iso teira, and is an iso derais involved. Afilu rak iso deshev al tase kazeh shumaneas atma mitzvah. Enit chimib bekovigav abriyas. When it comes to an iso teira, covered up. Abriyas does not push it away. Kavod Abriyas is very important, but it doesn't normally push away an Issa Deiraisa. Imloi Bignai Godel. However, there's one exception. Gnai Godel, great, great embarrassment is different. Veloche, therefore, Otsel Boshatalas Gog Shiroisha in Boitzitzis, the Leisha Blitalas Vira Lermoduk Bichlal Gnai Cotton. וכן אם נויד אלו ברשוס הרבים שהולך בטלס גודל שנפסק לאחז מציוסוב, צריך גם כן לפשוט תכף, ובזמננו פשיט אז הטלס גודל בשוק הוא גם כן גנאה קוטן. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that there is two levels. It is true, everything we spoke about, that by that covered abrius is doichan issa. This is true that only normally applies to an issa drabonon. Covered abrius is doicha and issa drabonon. That's why we differentiate between kamelis and rishus rabim. This is true with regards to Shabbos. That's a deraisa normally. When you're talking about an issa deraisa, covered abrius does not push away an issa deraisa. There's one exception. Gnai gadol. If something is extremely embarrassing, when you're talking about extreme embarrassments, that even pushes away an issa Torah. And the examples, and you may, I wonder what you think about this. The example that the Mishnah Berurah says for extreme embarrassment is, what do you think about this, Rabbi Yisai? If I would have asked you extreme embarrassment, what would you have said? What's an extreme embarrassing situation? Extremely embarrassing. What the Mishnah Berurah says is extremely embarrassing is to be in shul. To be in shul without talis. That's gnai gadol. What do you think about that, Rabbi Yisai? Do you think it's extremely embarrassing? How would you be magdir, standing in shul without the talis on Shabbos morning? Gnai gadol, really embarrassing? Gnai gadol? Yeah, it's very embarrassing?
Depends
who you are, where you are, what you are. So he says that the Mishnah Berurah said that's considered gnai gadol. I would have imagined something else, but that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Therefore, you are allowed to keep the talis on and even put it on, because that's considered gnai gadol, although you're talking about an issa deraisa. But the Maiz said, the Mishnah Berurah is not so convinced he can be mekel, because he brings from the Chayodom, I'm skipping two lines, V'achaya odom machmir bazit, the Chayodom is machmir, V'sfir alein, he holds, the pshitas talis gadol, urak nai kotoin. Pshitas, the taking of, the removing of a talis gadol, is a gnai kotoin. The belav ochidech, miodom lipshut tamid the talis kotoin, v'saknes, as many people take off the talis in shul as well, it's not that embarrassing. So we've got machloikas achronim about that, as to whether standing in shul without the talis is a huge embarrassment, or a normal embarrassment, and therefore his Mishnah Berurah Lemaisa Paskin's not so sure you can put on a talis gadol, which is possible. He's not so sure about this. Achkach Motzelsi afterwards, I found the Prima Godim, the Heilige Prima Godim, a Psychel Chastitzes, his introduction to Chastitzes, Shosoy Vigamkin Chaodom, also Paskin at Chaodom, that you may not put on a posel at Tzitzes, you may not put on a posel at talis in shul, because it's not a great, it's an Issa Deraisa, and Issa Deraisa is not pushed away for Gnai Koton, only for Gnai Godel, and this doesn't go into that category. So what should you do, Lemaisa? Have you got any Eitzes, Rabbi Yisai? What should you do if it is really a situation that you've got a Posele Talis, and putting it on as an Issa Deraisa, and it's embarrassing, but it's not that embarrassing. What would you, have you got any suggestions, Rabbi Yisai? Mishnah Berurah comes with a huge chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. Any suggestions, Rabbi Yisai? Says the Mishnah Berurah the following. Al-Kain, therefore, me'anochoy, the proper thing to do. The proper thing to do is the suggestion of the Shikosa B'Seif Atzachayim. The proper thing is to give the suggestion of the Malbim in Atzachayim. She'yafkirenu b'mafke yotales. Make it efka. Make it Afka, and therefore the aspotum lasses, but tzitzis then, it's not so straightforward, but the ikaloch is that it's potter from doing tzitzis onto it. A hefka talis, a mafke the talis. It's a beautiful talis, but a mafke it. It's not mine anymore. It's ownerless. It's not mine anymore. It is potter from tzitzis, and therefore, kshagiele beisoy, and when you go home, yachzil is kuz boy, you can be mzoichit again, put it as, you can take it off, and you can be mzoichit again. You can acquire it again. But as long as it's hefka, there is no real obligation to put on tzitzis. There is no real obligation. And therefore, you haven't got a problem. It's the eighth of the Arz Zachayim. Yeah. That's right. But a tzorich mitzvah, that's right. B'mafke is normally Issa D'Rabbanan, you're right. But of here, at least it's the best you'd say, a tzorich mitzvah you'd be allowed to do, which is definitely a chiddush. It's definitely a chiddush. Because it's lochem. It's lacking in lochem. You haven't got a mitzvah putting on. It's assuming it's based on the assumption that the issa of wearing dalakanfas is connected to the mitzvah. The issa of wearing dalakanfas below tzitzis is connected to the mitzvah of putting on tzitzis, which is achronim discussed in great length. And consequently, the mitzvah of putting on tzitzis only is in your garment. It's only on your garment. So if it's not your garment, the issa doesn't apply. It's discussion. It's great. It's a big achov, a big discussion in the Achronim. Big discussion in Achronim. This is how the Mishnah will pass. So just to recap a little bit what we covered, we discussed first of all that the first point we discussed is that there's no distinction between talas gotten and talas cotton when it comes to covered abrios, because removing it from you, taking it off in the street, that's the embarrassing element. Therefore, it doesn't really make a difference if it's talas gotten or talas cotton. Either way, it's embarrassing. We spoke about the fact that you don't make a boch, although you may be permitted at sometimes to put on a talis, which is possible. Nevertheless, a boch is never permitted. We spoke also about the fact that it doesn't really make it, that really, if it's on Shabbos, that's really what the aloch is talking about. You find out on Shabbos it's become possible. If it's been like that for ages, on weekdays, you're not really at the head, it doesn't apply. If you forgot, then it's human to forget, and therefore, you'd be allowed to put it on Shabbos as well. We also spoke about that the whole aloch of covered abrios only applies if there's no other alternatives. If there is alternatives, you can borrow somebody else's tzitzis, then you wouldn't be allowed to put it on. We spoke about the rule that normally covered abrios is loicha derabanan and doesn't normally push off isur deraisa. That's the whole Seif Gimel, really, the essence of the mechaba. However, with the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah teaches over here that there's one exception. If it's very, very great human dignity, if it's really, really embarrassing, then the halacha is that Gnai Godel will push off even a Deraisa. But as to whether standing in shul without the talis considered Gnai Godel, that's the machlokes achronim, and the Mishnah will paskins that it's not really, can't really be leaning on that. However, he said the Eitzah would be like the Atzachayim, the Malbim paskins, it should be mafkid, and therefore there's no chiyuv of putting on tzitzis. The halacha then you'd be allowed to put on, to be mafkid, and then you'll be allowed to be zoicha those tzitzis when you're back home. If I just may finish off with a beautiful word on the Megillah, if I may. Yes. Yeah. Because then be mafkid wouldn't help you. Say that again, please. Yes. You're saying that there should be I would like to share with you a beautiful word that I saw in the name of Reb Shlomo Brevde. He says, "Mama, she made a beautiful word. He gave me a lot of chizik. I'd like to share with you." In the Boyaz when he sees for the first time Rus. Boaz, when he sees Ruth for the first time, he's very surprised to see her. She's very, very poor, and she's collecting from the fields. And she's and Boaz notices her, and Boaz says the words, "Lemi anaro azois? Who is this girl? Who is she? To whom does she belong? Lemi anaro azois?" And it's very interesting because the Rashi asks, and it's a Gemara. He says, "Why? It's such a strange thing." Rashi in Pasuk Hey, Rashi says, "V'chidaka shel Boaz lishol benoshim." Is it not strange that Boaz had tzaddik was from the tzaddiki ador, as the Gemara says? Is it not strange for him to ask after women? Who is this woman? Isn't that strange that Boaz would ask such a question? And Rashi answers, "Elo tivretznias v'chokma rabba." The famous Rashi saw in her great wisdom. She was a tzniastik lady. She was a sneerstick, and she was a wise lady. The way she picked up from the shibalim, the way she picked up, he saw wisdom in her. The way she did it, she showed sneers in her, and therefore he realized. And he asked who she is. Lemia, who is she? And he asked Lemia Nahar Azois, and she was answered. And the Nahar answered that she's the daughter-in-law of Nomi, and she has come from Moab. The interesting question is that what does exactly mean Lemia Nahar Azois? To whom does she belong? What is exactly the meaning of that question? Lemia Nahar Azois. Pshlomo Brevde says a moedig avot, and I'd like to share this with you. Give me a lot of chizik. Pshlomo Brevde says the following. He says that Rus had all the ingredients of being not successful in Torah and Avodas Hashem. She came, her father was a goy, she was a geyrus. She had nobody to rely to. She had no friends, no siblings. Her only sister, Orpah, she had gone back and she had become back a... She had nobody, no surroundings. She didn't have friends. She came from Moab. She reached Eretz Yisrael in poverty, with no friends, no social friends, no social circle, no yichas, she didn't have a father, didn't have a grandfather, she had nothing at all. No family, no nothing at all. All the ingredients why somebody shouldn't be successful in Torah, in avodah yirat shamayim. She had all the reasons why somebody nothing should go well. Nothing at all. She had absolutely nothing to her name. Nothing. And nevertheless, she was able to excel and to be outstanding in Torah, in Tznius, in Chochmah. She was steiging and it was so visible. Therefore, Boaz said, "Mi ano arazois? Who is she? What is this? This is so particular. Look at her Chochmah. Look at her Tznius. And she's, where does that come from?" And the answer is, because she had it from within her. She managed to develop and steig in her own right. Not because of her father, not because of her friends, not because of nothing, just because of her own drive that she had. And this is why she was zoche to have Malchus Beis David. This is why she was able to be the great-grandmother of David HaMelech. Because she had her own drive. Not because of others, not because of yichas, not because of money, not because of nothing. Just because of her own internal drive that she had. And this is where the Shoresh of Malchus Beis David is. This is what I wanted to share with you, and I wish you a very, very good Yom Tov.